A train derailment turns deadly. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. It happened this afternoon in rural Mendon, Missouri.
An Amtrak passenger train traveling to Chicago, Illinois, struck a dump truck at the railroad crossing of Porsche Prairie Avenue. It's an uncontrolled crossing.
Justin Dunn with Missouri State Police, who says two people on the train and one person in the truck were killed, and many people on the train are injured. The train, the Southwest Chief, was carrying over 200 passengers and crew at the time of the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is on the way to the scene to investigate the crash. The Supreme Court has ruled that a high school football coach who prayed on the 50-yard line after games is protected by the Constitution. The majority said the prayer happened after the game and players were not compelled to take part, while the court's liberal justices said there's evidence the prayer has a coercive effect. A state judge is allowing abortions to proceed in one state where a ban went into effect after Friday's reversal of Roe versus Wade.
Louisiana is one of the states where a so-called trigger law went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court Friday ruled that Roe v. Wade was overturned. But now a state court in New Orleans is temporarily blocking that ban from taking effect and will conduct a hearing next week on a more permanent injunction. Abortion providers are suing over the state ban, saying the law's wording is too vague. The most recent restrictions on abortion in Louisiana were signed into law by Governor John Bel Edwards, a pro-life Democrat. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Senior Biden administration officials have returned to Venezuela in the latest bid to rebuild relations with the oil giant as the war in Ukraine drags on, which the administration says is driving gas prices higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Border Patrol agents from the Del Rio sector say that the warmer weather is leading to an increase in large migrant groups traveling to the border.
Here in the Del Rio sector, they're getting hammered. Last year's fiscal year total encounters, which is 259,000, was busier than the previous nine fiscal years combined. And this year's numbers have exceeded last year by more than 60,000, more than 322,000 this fiscal year to date, with four more months to go. 4,496 encounters. Friday through Sunday here in Del Rio, up 118%. Now, we encountered yesterday a group of 300 or so. This is the new norm, a group of 200, 300, sometimes 400 remnants of that previous caravan we saw earlier this month.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. There has also been an increase in Afghan migrants reported in the Del Rio sector. A severe drought in northern Italy has put a burden on the region's water supply.
The president of the Lombardy region of Italy, where Milan is, has said that this is the worst drought the area has seen. Some estimate it may cost more than $3 billion in lost crops. Northern Italy's River Po, the country's longest waterway, is at just 80% of its usual levels, and it's an important source of irrigation for local agriculture, but also used for drinking water and hydroelectric power. Parts of it are beds of sand now. The water shortage has caused the mayor of Milan to mandate shutting off most strictly ornamental fountains in the city. And because of the strain on the electric grid, he has told businesses to cap their air conditioning at 79 degrees in Italy's boiling hot fashion and finance hub. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner appeared in a court near Moscow today where a judge ordered her trial on cannabis possession charges to begin Friday, about 4.5 months after she was arrested at an airport while returning to play for a Russian team. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.